Hi, everyone. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. In 2018, Florida voters passed Amendment 4, which gave people with felony convictions who have completed their sentence the right to vote. And as we've reported on this show, the amendment had the potential to enfranchise 1.4 million people in the state, but its rollout has been chaotic. Last month, Governor Ron DeSantis signed another law that requires that people pay off all court fines and fees before being eligible to vote. And that disproportionately affects low-income and minority residents and resulted in legal action from civil rights groups, including the ACLU. Activists have compared the law to a poll tax. And now some state attorneys are looking for ways to work within the criminal justice system. They want to turn those fees into community service time and reduce the financial burden on those formerly incarcerated. So joining me now to break this down is Andrew Warren, the state attorney for Hillsborough County, which includes Tampa. Welcome to The Takeaway, Andrew.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
So there is such a broad range of fees and fines that people end up owing once they've already gone through the criminal justice system. Give us a sense of what it looks like in Florida.
Well, Florida has some of the leading fines across the country. We have costs of prosecution, court costs. We have a public defender's application fee. And so many of these fees are mandatory. And unfortunately, it puts people in a very difficult financial situation where it's hard for them to get out from under it.
Do we have a sense of what the average person, and I know it's hard to say that, but how much people are generally saddled with once they're out of the criminal justice system because of all these fines?
Well, it really ranges. I mean, the Florida's fee and fine structure disproportionately burdens poor people. And you have a situation where what can start out as a few hundred dollars can escalate because of late fees and administrative penalties.
Now, I've done some reporting on the fees and fines in the criminal justice system, and it's pretty stunning. But I'm curious how much of this money actually is collected compared to what people owe.
Well, our clerk of the court here in Hillsborough County recently put out numbers showing that over a 10-year span, over $500 million had been assessed, but fewer than 3% of that had been collected.
We at The Takeaway spoke with Sean Morales Doyle, and he's the senior counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice. And the Brennan Center is one of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit in Florida that claims that the law that Ron DeSantis passed is unconstitutional. Let's take a listen to what Sean Morales Doyle had to say about swapping community service as a way to gain voting rights.
Making people complete some unimaginable amount of community service in order to get their voting rights back doesn't make any sense at all. So that isn't necessarily a judgment on the idea of community service within the criminal justice system generally, but I don't think it makes any more sense to have people's voting rights contingent on their ability to complete community service than on their ability to pay back legal financial obligations.
Andrew, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because from what we understand, this current proposal is really meant to say, let's swap out fees and fines and instead allow folks to do community service. But we just heard from Sean Morales. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't disagree with Mr. Morales in that having an unimaginable amount of community service would be just as much as a discouragement and undermine the will of the amendment. But as state attorney, we're focused on doing what we can within the framework of the law. And right now, we're working within the constitutional amendment and the legislation that was passed. And we have this avenue to convert fines and fees to community service, which would allow the community to get a benefit out of it, and also allows people who otherwise can't afford those fines and fees to have a reasonable small amount of community service to conduct, which allows them to earn the right to vote back.
Andrew, let's talk a little bit about what that would actually look like. If someone owes, for example, $1,000 in fees and fines, is there an equivalent to the amount of community service that they would have to engage in order to be eligible to vote? How does it work exactly?
The law right now doesn't provide any conversion rate. So what we would like to do is create what we call a rocket docket, an expedited judicial process. And we would bring these returning citizens who would be eligible to vote but for their outstanding court costs and convert them into community service. So it could be for $1,000 that it's converted into a couple of hours of community service approved by a judge so that the community gets a benefit out of that. And then that person can go and complete the terms of their sentence to be eligible to vote.
Now, is it a question of having to have completed your community service in order to be able to vote, or can you be doing those two things concurrently?
Well, that's something that's tricky the way the law is written now. It looks as if that it would have to be completed first. But what we're committed to doing is making sure that we don't have two classes of citizens, those who can afford the right to vote and those who can't. And so by converting those fines and fees to community service, we're giving a pathway to people who otherwise couldn't afford the right to vote, which was granted to them under Amendment 4.
I'm curious also if you could help us understand a little bit about Ron DeSantis' position here, because the majority of Floridians, and I would think it's almost more than 60% of Floridians, voted overwhelmingly in favor of Amendment 4. Why was the state legislature sort of taking this approach, despite what its constituents voted for?
Well, as you said, it was 65% of Floridians voted for Amendment 4. I haven't spoken with Governor DeSantis about this. We were talking with people in the legislature as they were working on the bill. We had some differences of opinion and also some agreement about it. But at the end of the day, we have the responsibility as state attorneys to move the process forward in any way we can. And now we have a legal framework set up to do it. So that's what we're intent on doing here in Hillsborough County.
Andrew, we started talking a little at the beginning of the segment here about Florida and its fees and fines. And I did reporting a couple years ago about an inmate in a Florida prison who essentially was charged even for his time in prison. I'm wondering, now that fees and fines are being scrutinized, is there any hope to sort of change the fee and fine structure in the state of Florida so that it becomes less of a financial burden? Or is that just not on the table right now?
Well, I sure hope so. Florida disproportionately burdens poor people with financial sanctions coming out of the criminal justice process. And those excessive fines and fees can entrap people into the system. The unfortunate reality is that we end up with a two-tier justice system, and it undermines public safety. This isn't how we should be funding the third branch of government, is on the backs of people who come through the criminal justice system.
How do other state attorneys in more conservative regions of Florida think about this? I mean, have you had a chance to assess what the landscape would look like outside of your own county? Because you were an early supporter of Amendment 4. As we mentioned, 65% of Floridians were supportive of this. But what about other state attorneys?
I haven't spoken with all my colleagues around the state. I've spoken with several of them who are interested in doing a process similar to what we're talking about in Hillsborough or some other way to go forward with this. We're hoping that we end up creating sort of a model for how this can work and that some of my colleagues around the state will be able to improve upon that.
Andrew Warren is the state attorney for Hillsborough County, Florida. Andrew, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Tenzin. Have a great day.